Imagine a windswept moor, which would, of course, have to be in Yorkshire in the north of England. Add a big house, a parsonage where a clergyman and his four children live. Think Gothic, isolated, pale little children inventing their own fantasy world in the nursery of a rambling old house. The novelists Emily, Charlotte, and Anne Bronte lived in such a place with their brother Branwell and created such imaginary worlds. The auction house Sotheby's is selling a tiny manuscript produced by Charlotte in the style of magazines of the period. Gabriel Heaton, who is the Deputy Director of Books and Manuscripts at the auction house, joins us from London. Mr. Heaton, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, Charlotte Bronte, who would go on to write Jane Eyre, made this little tiny manuscript. Could you describe it? How little is it?
Oh, it's absolutely tiny, actually. It's about half the size of a credit card, but crammed onto that in 19 pages and more than 4,000 words. So the script is so small that you need a magnifying glass to read it.
I understand she made it to be approximately the right size for the children's set of toy soldiers.
Yeah, that's right, because it's a magazine set in a fictional world.
So when you hold this little tiny thing in your hand, you understand that the little tiny hands of Charlotte Bronte made it.
Oh, yeah, and not just made it, wrote it, but even you can see how she cut out the individual pages to make this tiny thing, because they're all slightly roughly cut, and you can almost see her there with her little scissors, and that is what makes it such an evocative object, actually.
Let's just talk about these children. What was their fantasy world about? It was a little town. Each of the 10 soldiers had a little kingdom.
Oh, well, not a little town. I mean, the glass at the Charlotte's fantasy capital was not a little town. It was an enormous capital with towering buildings and gorgeous palaces. It was presided over by the Duke of Wellington, and then you have his two sons, who are the increasingly become the chief heroes of the stories.
Do you think that whatever this little fantasy world was, that influenced their later work?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, it was an enormous influence on their later work. And the gothic extravagance of the Glass Town stories, they very much play into that gothic side of the imagination that you always see in Charlotte, and of course especially in Emily as well.
Now, much has been made of a scene in this little magazine which prefigures something in Jane Eyre, where a madwoman sets fire to the bed hangings and very nearly murders her husband, who has her locked up in the attic, Mr. Rochester, as we think of him.
Yes, that's right. Yes, I mean, the end of one of the stories here has a very powerful evocation of madness, especially when you think this is coming from a 14-year-old girl, and it's this villain has been sent mad with guilt, and in his insane reverie, he imagines his enemies coming and setting fire to his bed curtains. And actually, he had previously imprisoned his enemy in the attic, which, of course, is where Bertha, the mad wife of Mr. Rochester, is also imprisoned. So, yeah, there are clear links between this manuscript, the story here, and the later work.
Gabriel Heaton of Sotheby's, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Charlotte Bronte's miniature magazine will be sold next month. If you want to take a look, we have a picture of it on npr.org.